Israeli archaeologists accuse Islamic authorities of damaging artifacts from biblical times at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. The mosque sits on a plaza which Jews call the Temple Mount and Muslims call the Noble Sanctuary. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is the third holiest site for Muslims. As the site of the two biblical temples, the Temple Mount is the holiest place in Judaism. The area is a focal point of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Trouble began when the Waqf, the Islamic trust that administers the site, brought in a tractor to dig a trench. The Waqf said it was replacing a 40-year-old electrical cable, but Israeli archaeologists were furious.
In the last week, the Islamic Waqf authorities upon the Temple Mount carried out a barbaric act of excavating illicitly.
Archaeologist Gabi Barkai told a news conference that the digging of the 400-meter-long channel has harmed relics from the time of the temples.
This channel destroyed several layers of ancient remains upon the Temple Mount. The trench encountered also a built wall which could have belonged to the outer courtyards of the temple itself.
Muslim authorities have denied the allegations, describing them as sheer propaganda. They say they respect antiquities and the infrastructure work did not cause any damage. Palestinian worshiper Ismail Ramadan told VOA that Israel has no right to interfere in what happens at a Muslim holy place.
I grew up and I see my eyes and I see this is mosque. I don't see a temple.
Like many Palestinians, he believes the temples never existed.
It's not true. No temple.
For years, Israeli archaeologists have accused Islamic authorities of systematically destroying temple artifacts in an attempt to erase any Jewish connection with the holy place. But the accusations go both ways. Earlier this year, an Israeli archaeological dig next to the plaza sparked protests by Muslims who feared the Al-Aqsa Mosque would be damaged. Israeli authorities said they were salvaging artifacts before construction work on a walkway leading to the plaza. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.